What's the difference between a value and a virtue? Here in our gospel, we hear Jesus tell us some really hard things. They're good things, but they're really hard. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Don't judge others. Have mercy for other people. Is Jesus giving us values to live by? Or is he giving us virtues to foster? What's the difference? And why does it even matter from what we're doing? Well, to begin to look at a difference, let's go back to the Ten Commandments. Here's some of them. Do not lie. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Honor your elders. Do not take false witness. Do not covet your neighbor's goods or your neighbor's wife. They're all really good rules. Oh, but I forgot to tell you something. I took those values not from our Ten Commandments, but from the Ten Commandments of the Italian Mafia. That gets a little bit at the difference between values and virtues. It's one thing to say you value your spouse. You value your friends. You value your children. You value God. It's another thing to be a good husband and a good wife. It's another thing to be a good friend. It's another thing to be a good Christian. You could have the best intentions. You can honestly want to love all those people. You can have the noblest of thoughts about them. But if you don't do it, you haven't done anything. You could value prayer, but if you don't take the time or forget to pray every day, you haven't taken on that as a virtue. You can value your spouse, but if you don't tell them how much you cherish them every day, what have you done? You can say that you value God. God's in control. I believe God. I have faith in him. I trust in him. But then when life gets hard, you become anxious and fearful, and you forget all those things. Jesus is not calling us to have values today. He's calling us to foster virtues. He's not saying that we should value mercy and forgiveness, that they're good things. He said that we should be merciful and forgiving. The Catechism of the Catholic Church defines virtue as this: a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. Jesus is calling us to do the work of virtue so that we can become the best person that we can be. And from listening to our gospel, Jesus demands no less than that. Why is seeking virtue so important? Do we make that distinction, and why is it important? In Jesus's time, as in our culture, Catholic and Christian values and their virtues are swimming upstream. It's not enough to have good Christian values. It's not enough to know what's right and wrong when you haven't done anything about it. And in order for you to have a thriving marriage, to have good friends, and to be a good Christian, you have to foster virtues, not have values. Fostering virtues is the only way that we can do what Jesus asked us to do in his gospel today. I mean, how in the world are you supposed to love your enemies? How in the world are you to forgive people that have hurt you to your very core? How in the world are you supposed to forgive God for letting those things happen to you. The only way we could do it is by fostering the virtues that make us a good Christian. One of the things that we know is that fostering virtues we often thought was for like our sake and to make ourselves holy. Like if we are kind, if we're humble, if we go to church, if we honor God, we've thought, okay, that makes us holy. Jesus is telling us that we get virtues for the relational aspect of it. And when we foster virtues, we're helping ourselves, but we're also helping everybody around us. And when we don't foster virtues, we're hurting people. So you can value being generous. Say, it's good to be generous. But if you don't have generosity and practice it, and you're selfish, you're going to hurt your spouse, you're going to hurt your friends. You can value not lying, but if you lie, you're hurting people. Jesus is telling us that the virtues that we foster and what the work he wants us to do are things that are not just for our own holiness, but for everybody else as well. Values are words. Virtues are work. Jesus is telling us to do the work of virtues to be able to do what we can do. Virtues give us the freedom to love. When we are doing what is right and our desires are right, we're free to love, even our enemies, even the people that have hurt us deeply. It's having virtue that allows us to do that. I meet with people fairly frequently that have a very hard time forgiving sometimes horrendous things that have happened to them and their loved ones. I can't give them the words to change that. They need to have the heart to change that. And that's what virtues do for us. So how do we do such a thing? How do we foster virtues? Well, you'll be happy to know that's another homily. But I will give you a couple of things to ponder. One is we can foster virtues by looking at the lives of the saints. How did they do it? They were holy people, so we can see how they did it. One of the ones that is the easiest ones to follow is St. Teresa of Lisieux, the little flower. She fostered virtues by what she called the little way. She did it by realizing that we're not all called to do great things, but we're called to do the things we are with the great intentions. So St. Teresa, when she was in the convent, there was many nuns that irritated her. And I would believe as you read about community life, you can realize if you have a family, there's things that your spouse or your kids or your friends irritate you. What she did was she purposely put herself there and then gave it to God. So she had one nun that would be washing clothes with her and all would be splashing water in her face. She purposely put herself close to that nun and used every splash as, ooh, that's the holy water. She had one nun that would constantly make noises and stuff at prayer that was very distracting to everybody, and everybody would talk about it later. So she purposely put herself next to that nun and then gave every little sound to God. She had one nun that was old and cranky and irritable, and she was always crabby, and everybody wanted to avoid her. St. Teresa purposely took her to and from prayer because she did it for God, to foster the virtue of humility, the virtue of patience, the virtues that she then used to love Jesus with. So looking at the lives of the saints and how they do, we can do the very same things we're doing today that irritate us that can be turned to love. When you just think about that a little bit, you can think a little bit on how we could potentially love our enemies. But let me give you a little bit more to ponder. For the rest of this Mass, what I want you to realize what we're doing here. The transformation of bread and wine to the body and blood of Jesus. We celebrate his suffering, death, and resurrection here every Sunday. We celebrate what we call the Paschal mystery. And why do we call it a mystery? Because it's a mystery that challenges what we all think, that death and life are two separate things. We all felt they're completely separate. In fact, they're opposites. Through the Paschal mystery, through understanding Jesus' resurrection, his transformation of an earthly substance to his divinity, we realize, you know what? Maybe they're not different. Maybe life and death are not opposites to see. It makes us get to the mystery of how can we love our enemies. It's a mystery that the enemy and the things that we hate are not opposite of what we see in the mirror. Now, I know that sounds very challenging, but I want you to think about the things that you don't like about people and the enemies or the things that might have happened in your life. And honestly, look at yourself. Are they not the same things you hate in yourself? That's what Jesus is asking us to enter into those mysteries. Those things that we think were so separate are not so separate. And when we realize that the things that we hate and the people that we hate and the things are not so separate from us, we can begin to understand how we can look at them in a different way. I'll leave you with the final words of our gospel. The measure with which you measure will in return be measured to you.